Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatari. He has appeared in Kali Yuga to bring everyone to the spiritual world. Whether one is a Vishnu Bhakta, a Ram Bhakta, or a Gaura Bhakta, or Radha Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Radharani, in order to attain the spiritual world in Kali Yuga, one must attain the mercy of the Nam Rupa Avatar, the form of God in the holy name. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Rajaram Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Rajaram Gauranga Mahaprabhu is come to start a revolution in chanting the holy name. It's not sufficient just to read the Ramayana. It's not sufficient just to read the Bhagavat Puran. It's not sufficient just to read Ramcharitamanas. Because the minds are too disturbed, agitated in Kali Yuga. So one cannot absorb his mind in the Ram Katha, Vishnu Katha, Krishna Katha. So much vikshep, so much disturbance and distraction. So there must be a means and a method to purify the mind, pacify the mind, and create a mental situation by which the Ram Katha, Vishnu Katha, Krishna Katha, Radha Krishna, Leela Katha can sit in the mind, be held in the mind, remembered, and then the purification begins. Therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came into this world to preach Nam Sankirtan, Yajna. Kali Yuga's Yajna Nam Sankirtan. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gattiranyata. In Treta Yuga, simply by hearing the Ramayana, one could attain prema. In Dwapara Yuga, simply by hearing Ramayana, one could attain prema. But in Kali Yuga, simply by hearing Ramayana or Ramcharitamanas, there may be some difficulty. Because the mind, we cannot hear properly. Because so much kam, krodh, lobh, moha, disturbance, agitation, anxiety. So we sit down to read Ramayana pat, or we listen to Ramcharitamanas, sleeping. So this is Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come. Everyone do Nam. If your Ishtadeva is Ram, do Ram Nam. Akanda Ram Nam Kirtan. Akanda Krishna Kirtan. That way the mental aspect of the human being will be purified. And then Ram can Prakash, Ram Prakash. Sporty of Ram. So because of this Gauranga Mahaprabhu's contribution, and he's the Sarva Avatari, through the doorway of the Chaitanya Avatar, the Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar. Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki? Through the doorway, through the access route, through the, let's say, spiritual net connection. We have internet. Do you have an internet connection? Do you have a server? So if you want to enter the spiritual net connection, you have to have a serving attitude. You don't need a server, you need to serve. We have so many servers already. My wife is my server, my children are my server, my driver. I have so many servants that do service, so they're servers. I have so many dasas and dasis. So to enter the spiritual net connection, you must have seva bhav. Ram Seva Bhav, Krishna Seva Bhav, Radha Seva Bhav, Kinkar Bhav. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is that spiritual net connection. So therefore, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatari, Ram is within him. Sarvavatari, Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishtan, Nanavatara Makarod Bhuvanesha Kintu Krishna Swayam, Samabhavat Paraman Pumanyo, Gauranga Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Gauranga Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yes, because Gauranga is Sham, Sham is Krishna, Govinda, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. Is there a difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Govinda? No. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. The two become one, the one becomes two. Radha and Krishna become together in Premalingata. Premalingata mixed with Karuna Mahi becomes Gauranga, Aldarya Shakti. Madhurya Mahi, Rasa. The Madhurya Mahi Premalingana of Radha Govinda Yugo becomes Gauranga. Gauranga! Gauranga! So today, and continuing on the 12th of April, we're going to present Ram Leela through the internet connection of Gauranga. So someone might say, I brought all these big heavy books, and someone was looking, oh, this must be an unabridged edition of the Ramayana. It must have the Sanskrit Mool Shlokas of Valmiki's Ramayana. It must be printed by some famous press. But no, it's this big book is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. And it's full of Ram Leela. And full of Ram Tattva. Tattva, Siddhanta, and Leela. This is perfection. You can't understand the Leela without Tattva. And you can't appreciate the Tattva without Leela. So Leela nourishes Tattva, Tattva nourishes Leela. So then, oh, we have another book. He has another big book. It must be Sant Tulsidas' Ramcharitamanas. It must be. No. It's Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's the Bhagavat all about Lord Chaitanya. Acha. I see he has some other books under the desk. It must be some commentaries on Ramayana. No, it's Sri Chaitanya Mangala. By Nitya Parishad Lochan Das Thakur, Premi Parishad of Gauranga. And now I see he has another big book. This must be the untold stories from the Ramayana, which was published in South India. But no, this is Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And everywhere in these books there's discussion of Ram Leela. So that's the prelude or the introduction. So let's get to it, as they say. So here there's a very wonderful meeting, Ram Hanuman Milan. Ram Hanuman Milan Leela. This is the first meeting of Ramchandra and Hanuman. Where did they meet? In Mayapur. Arivo! Ramchandra Hanuman Milan Ki! Ramchandra Hanuman Milan Mayapur Me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of his Parishad, Srivas. They're in the house of Srivas Thakur in Mayapur. It's 500 years ago, and Lord Chaitanya is entering a bhav. An intense bhav is called Ishvara Bhav. Parama Ishvara Bhav. Aham Bhagavan. I am Bhagavan. And in that bhav, it lasted for 21 hours. Shatapaharya. Shatapraharya Bhav. The Mahaprakash is called the Mahaprakash Leela. Mahaprakash means in English, the great revelation. At this time and this place, 500 years ago, Gauranga Mahaprabhu revealed to the world and all his parishads, his sanghas, he revealed, I am Ramachandra, Sarvavatari Ram. I mean, Gauranga, I am Krishna, I am Vishnu, I am Varaha, I am Dasavatar. You see? And one by one, he called all the devotees of those different forms of Bhagavan. So therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has come to call all the jivas who are devotees of different forms of Bhagavan. Come forward, come to me, take shelter of my lotus feet. Gaura Sharanagati. You want to attain Ram Prem, your Ishta Sita Ram, Janakinath? Fine. then take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna, you'll get Sitaram Prem and go to Ayodhya Dham. So if you want to, you're a Vishnu Bhakta, worship of Lakshmi Narayan? Yes, Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan, many devotees of Lakshmi Narayan. Partha Sardaki Jai Ramchandra Bhagavan. So then you go to Gaur, and Gaur will give you Lakshmi Narayan. In fact, he showed himself as Lakshmi Devi and Rukmini. So Gaur, without, in this age of Kali, it's told in the Puran and in Shastras, in the age that one lives in, he should worship the Ishta Deity, the avatar of that age. If you live in Treta Yuga, you should worship Ram. If you live in Satya Yuga, you should worship Nisringadev. Lakshmi, Narayan, Nisringadev. This is from Satya Yuga, that Leela. If you live in Dwapara Yuga, you should worship Krishna. If you live in Kali Yuga, you should worship Kalki. Hey, wait a minute. Kalki, hey Bhagavan Kalki, please come and show your mercy to me. Show your mercy to me and cut off my head with your sword. No, that's later. If you'll come later in Kali Yuga, that will be your Ishtadev, whether you like it or not. He will make you worship him. Bow down, Buster. Ta! Kalki, the Kalki avatar, destroys all the Pashandis and Gnostics and demons and Asur. You want to be one of them? Keep on boogieing. And you'll be there. So then, he comes. So now, this is very interesting, Leela, Gaur Leela. If one understands Gaur Leela, then no matter what kind of bhakti is, he can attain perfection by Gaur Kripa. So therefore, in Kali Yuga, the avatar is Patita Pavana avatar Gauranga. So everyone, whether you're Ram Bhakta, your Ishta is Ram, you must worship Gauranga, you must chant Nam Sankirtan. This is proven in Srivas Thakur, Srivas Angam. Praharya Leela. Shata Praharya Leela. Mahaprakash. So he called. So now this is, what's happening here is, just like in this room, there's so many jivas, and they all have their nitya sambandha, Bhagavan nitya sambandha. Some jivas are Vishnu bhaktas, some are Ram bhaktas, Krishna bhaktas, Radha bhaktas. Ra, ma, ra. I was joking with someone, I said, as soon as I start swimming out, ra, I say Rama, then Rama, Radha, Radha. You know, like Nara, what is it? Mara, 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 Mara. There was one, what was it, Nishada or some kind of aborigine, wasn't it? Who was it? Mrigari? Or no, was it? Valmiki. It's Valmiki. Valmiki was a hunter. And Narada Muni came and met him and said, you're going to hell. You'll be in hell for millions of births. You should do Nam Sankirtan. You should chant the name of Ram. Because this was in Treta Yuga. Narada Muni met this hunter in Treta Yuga. He said, what is this? You Adivasi, you're killing all these animals, so half killing them. You should do Ram Nam. Ram is the avatar for this age. Bhagavan Ram Puja Karenge. Worship Lord Ram. No, I don't believe in God. I believe in killing animals. No, you chant Ram, you stupid. No, I won't. So then Narada Muni, the preacher has to be very clever, very chatur. The pracharak must be ati chatur. Very clever, how to engage the conditioned souls. Prabhupada told us, we must find the ways and means. We must find the ways and means how to engage the Buddha Jivas, the conditioned souls, in the service of Radha and Krishna Yuga. This is the cleverness. This is the daksha, the intelligence. By book distribution, mantra cards, festivals, rock concerts, mantra rock concerts, this, that, engage everyone. So he told the hunter, you like to kill. So then you should chant this mantra. I will give you initiation into the killing mantra. Mara, 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 Mara. You just chant Mara. So the hunter, Valmiki said, very good. This is a good mantra for me. Mara, 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 Rama, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. So Mara became Rama. Right? So he was chanting, and then he had Prakash, he had a spurti of Ram Leela. He entered Samadhi. By Nam Bhajan, he entered Samadhi and had Rupdarshan and Leela Darshan. It's called Leela Spurti. He saw the Leela of Ramachandra, although it was yet to come, did not manifest yet. Because when one is having Leela Sporti, there's no the influence of the time factor doesn't matter. Because one cannot have Leela Sporti until he comes to the level of Bhav. And Bhav is beyond the time factor and the modes of nature. Therefore, someone is sitting in meditation, chanting the holy name, meditating on Radha Krishna Leela. He's meditating on the Gocharan Leela of Krishna from 836 to 1048. And he's meditating here in Delhi or anywhere. He's meditating on this Leela, Gocharan Leela of Radha of Krishna, the cowherd boys. And he's in Bhav, so in his Leela, he enters that Leela. So he transfers all time and all space by the Bhav. Bhav is Vishuddha Sattva, spiritual energy, Chit Shakti. Then he enters the Leela and he sees the Leela. And sometimes there may be holy Leela in the middle of the afternoon, Radha Krishna playing holy. So some colors, he's providing pitchkaris and colors and gulal to Radharani. And they're throwing. And he's standing there in his meditation in Sakhi Srup. And then Krishna's spraying the gopis with color and gulal. He says, hey, who is this Manjari? And squirts the person the sadhak, that Bhav sadhak who's meditating in Leela gets squirted by the pitchkari with red gulal. And then wakes up from the meditation here in east of Kailash. Oh, I have color, I have gulal on my kurta. I have spots of color. How is it possible? Because Leela Sporti is transcendental. It goes beyond time, place. Time, place, and space are no limit. So this would happen to Valmiki. He saw the Leela. Then he wrote in his samadhi, he wrote the Ramayana. So now Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's calling the devotees. I see you because Krishna can see the hearts of everyone. I cannot see the heart. Krishna can see the heart. Oh, you are a Radha Bhakta. Oh, you're a Krishna Bhakta. You're a Vishnu Bhakta. You're this, that. You're in Dasya Bhav. You're in Madhurya Bhav. You're in Sakya Bhav. Lord Chaitanya can see. So he called forward. Hey, are, ow. Jaldi, ow. Ow. Aye. And then, so this is the scene. He's calling the Bhaktas. Oh, you're a Bhakta of Krishna. Let me show you Krishna. And one by one, Lord Chaitanya showed his form. So this is what this pastime is about. Hey, Murari! Murari Gupta! You're a doctor in Bengal. You're a Bengali doctor in Mayapur 500 years ago. Hey, Murari! Look at my form! And what did he see? Murari saw this beautiful Lord Chaitanya sitting on the Singhasan. Takarji Singhasan. He says, hey, Murari, come, take all. And Murari saw, he's looking at Lord Chaitanya, and suddenly he saw this beautiful form of the Lord with his complexion shining brilliantly like fresh grass. And he was, on his left was Sita Devi, and Lakshman was there. And the leader of the monkeys were offering prayers in four directions. All the chief, Mukhya, Bandurs, or whatever it says here, Janaki Lakshman Deki Vamati Dakshine Chodiki Hariye Stuti Vanarendragan. Indra. Those who live in the forest. So the king of all those who live in the forest, the whole group of monkeys, the leaders of all those monkeys, Sugriv, Hanuman, etc., they were all offering prayers to Ramachandra. At that moment, when Murari Gupta saw Lord Chaitanya exhibiting his Ram Rup, Murari realized that Murari, was also one of those monkeys offering prayers to Ramchandra, Chaitanya Ramchandra. Seeing the Lord face to face, Murari Gupta fell on the floor, lost consciousness. Vishwambara is the name for Lord Chaitanya. Vishwambara means he who nourishes the entire universe with Radha Krishna Prem. With Bhagavan Prem, Vishwambara. Vishwa means universe, Ambara means covers. He covers, he nourishes, he supplies love of God to everyone in the universe. You want love of God? Take it. Krishna prema pradayate. Krishna is Ram, Krishna is Vishnu, Krishna is Nrisimha. Krishna prema pradayate, Gauranga. So now, the devotee is fallen at the feet of Lord Chaitanya in the Shiva Sangam, beneath the Singhasan. And Lord Chaitanya, he cries out, Dake, Dake Bhale, Are Are Vanara. He says, Oh Vanara, Oh monkey. The English doesn't sound very nice, but the Bengali, he says, Are Are Vanara, Hey Vanara. Oh monkey, you forgot? Did you forget? He's looking at Mariagupta faint on the floor. Oh monkey, did you forget how Ravana, who stole Sita, Ravana burned your tail and your face became black. And as a result of that, you burned down his whole city. I tell you, Murari, I am that Lord. Oh Murari, get up. You are my life. I am that Ramachandra you saw and fainted. And you, Murari, are Hanuman. Dasya Bhakta Hanuman Ki. See, Murari, your life and soul. Sumitra Nandan, Tamara Jivan. You brought Ganda Madana Hill to revive his life. Remember, Murari? Do you remember you carried the mountain to revive his life? Janakira Charane Kara Namaskar, Jaraduka Deki Tumi Kandila Apar. Hanuman, offer your obeisances at the feet of Sita, whose distress made you cry profusely. Upon hearing Gauranga's words, Murari Gupta returned to external consciousness, Baya Chit. And seeing that manifestation of his Ishtadev, Sri Ram, Murari began to cry in love, Dekhiya sakala preme kandite lagila. Upon hearing Murari Gupta, Hanuman, crying, seeing his Lord, Oh my Ram, he has come into Kali Yuga. He's appearing as Gauranga, Gauranga Ram. He's crying. It says, if someone could hear, if somehow we could become Tanmoy, Leela Tanmoy, if we could become one with this Leela, if our heart could merge into this Leela, and our mind could merge into this Leela, and our sankalp, and our aspiration, and all our bhav could merge into this Leela, then we would cry, hearing how Hanuman is crying before his Lord Ram, crying in love. Premashru. Because Vrindavanadas Thakur is saying that upon hearing Murari Gupta Hanuman crying, even dry wood melted, and the hearts of all the devotees especially melted. Now after having that amazing darshan of Ramachandra 500 years ago in Mayapur, Navadvip, West Bengal, Gauranga, which is par for the, whenever a devotee gets darshan of the Lord, we see throughout the Puranas in history, whenever the Lord appears before his devotee, he says, My Bhakta, please ask from me some ashirvad, some benediction, some boon, some blessing. What do you want, Dhruva? Dhruva, what do you want? You can take anything. Oh my Lord, I want nothing but your darshan. Prahlad, I am the Shringadev. What do you want? Oh, I only care for the suffering people of the world. Please bless them with bhakti. Please bless my father. I don't want anything, my Lord. Only your seva. So this is the mercy of the Lord. He's always offering benedictions to his devotees. Take this, take that. Take money, take position. Kamani, kanak, pratishta. And the devotee says, My Lord, na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram, kavitam va jagadisha kamiye, mama janmane, janmane shvare. Bhagavad bhakti rahoichaki twai. Ahoichaki bhakti. I only want love of God, your loving service, birth after birth. Ahoichaki. Bhagavad bhakti. Bhagavad bhakti ahoichaki. I am not serving you because I want a paycheck. I am not serving you because I want you to pass my school grades. I am not serving you because I want more money. I am not serving you to get promotion in my business. I am serving you because I love you. And I'm serving you because I want to see you smile when you're satisfied and pleased with my seva. My seva karya and my seva bhav. Seva karya, my expression, my actions of servitude at your feet, my Lord. Murari, ask for any benediction you desire. My devotee. My Lord, I don't want anything. Simply allow me to always sing your glories. Now we will tell the story about Guha. Who is Guha? This is called Ramchandra Nokadhari Leela. Ramchandra Nokadhari Leela. Noka means, this means the pastime of Lord Ramachandra and the boat man. Yes? Nokadhari. Yes? Ramchandra Nokadhari Leela Ki. It's from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Its verse is talking about the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. It's also inestimable mercy. This is about the Priya Bhaktas, chapter 5 from this Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Sanatana Goswami. Hanuman Jambavan Shri Man Sugrivota Vibhishanaha Guho Dasharato Pete Nunam Katipaye Janaha Raghunatha Vatare Smach Chuddam Bhaktim Tulegare Vishudasya Chakasyapi Premno Vartapi Nastita. What this verse is saying in Sanskrit, that out of his causeless mercy, Ahoituki Kripa, Ram Ahoituki Kripa, out of Ramchandra's causeless mercy, he gave Vishuddha Prem. They attain Bhagavan Vishuddha Prem Lubhyate. Bhagavan Shuddha Prem. These devotees attain pure love for God by the mercy of Ramchandra Bhagavan Aki. This is the list. Lord Raghunath, who's Lord Ramachandra, he bestowed Vishuddha Prem upon a few personalities. This is part of the contrast. They're talking about the mercy of Krishna versus the mercy of Ram. This is a theme that we'll be discussing. Ram Kripa versus Krishna Kripa. Ram Saundarya versus Krishna Saundarya. The beauty of Ram in comparison or contrast to the beauty of Krishna. The Kripa or the mercy or grace of Ram in comparison and contrast to the mercy of Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami, our Mahajanacharya, is pointing this out. First this pastime, and then this tattva. Guha, Hanuman, Jambavan, Vibhishana, Dasharath, and the blessed Sugriva. In relation to those devotees, as this was described, then it describes briefly in a purport, there was the king of the Nishadas. The king of the Nishadas was named Guha. Guha, Nishada means like these Adivasi type people. Very low class person. When Ramchandra was in the Dandakaranya forest, he came to a river and he wanted to cross the river. And there was one boatman there, a Nokadhari. The boatman's name was Guha. And he said, Noka, take me across. with Lakshman, and I suppose Sita also, of course. Then he said, you have to pay 1 rupee each, 1 rupee for your wife and 3 rupees. And Ramchandra said, I don't have any money. I'm living on roots and berries in the forest. I don't have any money. So the boatman says, no taka, no noka. No taka, no noka. Taka, right? No payee, no boti. No payee, no boti. Boti, boat, right? If you don't pay, you can't have a ride in my boat. Here's a very good, typical Agarwal. Typical Agarwal Noka, not giving any mercy to anybody. You have to pay, whoever you are. I don't know who you are, but you have to pay 3 rupees if you want to board my boat. So Ramachandra touched the boat, the Noka. And the Noka turned into a human being and started walking away. And that was the end of the Nokadari's boat. Because the boat, by the Leela Shakti, Achintya Shakti of Ramachandra, the boat, when he touched it, it turned into a human being and walked away. Hey! What's going on? Hey, my boat! Hey, boat, come back! Hey, Noka, Vapis Ayenge! Come back! Whatever you say. Come back. And then the boat kept walking, or the man kept walking. And then the boatman, the Guha, became very angry. He said, hey, what is this? I have a wife and kids. I got to buy saris and bangles. I got a wife and kids to support. Now you just destroyed my means of livelihood. I have no boat. What is this? Who are you anyway? Who the hell do you think you are? Turning my boat into a human being? What kind of trick is this? You're some kind of magician? Cousin of P.C. Sarkar? Give me my boat back. So then Ramachandra, he just winked his eyes, and again, his boat appeared. And then somehow, with the reappearance of that Noka, when the boat reappeared, then Guha can understand something in his heart. The Chaitya Guru, the Paramatma, spoke to him in his heart. So he could understand. So then Ramachandra said, hey Noka, you take me now across the river? Do I still have to pay? Because Ramachandra had no money. So now the Noka, he had some visporti, he had some realization. He understood. This amazing miracle that I saw, his super soul, his Paramatma, was telling him, you are standing in front of Bhagavan. So then Guha said to Ramchandra, he said, listen, I will take you across this river if you take me across the ocean of samsara. Ramchandra Nokadari Leela Ki. Ramchandra Bhagavan Ki. So Ramchandra said, Bhavatu, Bhavatu. I will do it. I will deliver you. Tarani, samsara tarani, tarana. I'll deliver you from the samsara. So that Guha, which is mentioned in the Puranas, and also mentioned here in this Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he received at that moment, when that Leela was going on, by the power of the Leela Shakti of Ram, he was blessed with Vishuddha Bhagavan Prem, pure love of God. He attained it. And so did Sugriva and Hanuman and so many others. And even the brother of Ravana, Vibhishana, he also attained. So this is a very nice pastime. Now, this discussion, we're talking about the mercy. Ram Kripa versus Krishna Kripa. So the Acharyas, the Mahajans, are saying that the mercy and the grace and the all-encompassing nature of Krishna's mercy is much more than Ram. And there's the example they give, which is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami Pad. He's giving this example. Once Indra took the form of a kaka. Kaka? Crow. Ka, ka! So now, when Indra became this crow, he came to peck at the nipples, at the stan of Sita stan, stana, the breast of Sita. He came as a crow to scratch and bite those. Ramachandra says, Hare, demon, asura, ha! I'll shoot you with my arrow, I'll finish you. Then Sita said, no, don't, be merciful. So the Acharya, Rupa Goswami Pad, says this is an example. What is the mercy? He's ready to kill an aggressor in a second, which is of course in Mano Samhita, it says that an aggressor can be killed. There's no reaction. If someone's coming to kill you or kill your wife or burn your house or steal your property, you can kill them according to Mano Samhita. There's no pop. But Rupa Goswami says, now let's compare and contrast Ram Kripa with Krishna Kripa. And they cite the example of Shishupal. Shishupal is Chediraj. Chediraj. So now what is Ram Chediraj? Chediraj is the king of Bihar. The old name of Bihar is Chedi. So Shishupal was the king of Bihar. He's the great-great-grandfather of Lalu Prasad. So now Shishupal, it was his habit from the time he was born to calumnify Krishna. What does calumnify mean? If you don't know what calumnify means, to ridicule, to blaspheme, to offend. He criticized from the time, from before he could speak, he was going, he couldn't even say Krishna. He'd go, he was cursing Krishna. Vilifying. Oh, there's so many nice words. He was vilifying Krishna. Offending him. It was his habit, day after day after day. As soon as he could speak, he could really let out some good ones. Every day, day and night. Yet, here in Indraprastha, or Mirut, whatever, maybe Mirut, the Rajasuya Yajna, when Shishupal was invited to see, and all the kings of India were invited to see who would be chosen for the Raj, the Samrat, the Jagat Samrat. Then he came there, and then they chose Krishna, Sambhav. Sambhav proposed that Krishna should be worshipped. And then Shishupal said, what is this? And he started offending Krishna 99 times in a row. You this, you that, you this, you that. Krishna's like, forgiving, forgiving. So finally Krishna cut off his head. But did he finish him and send him to Narak, to hell? No. He merged him into his existence. He gave Kaivalya Mukti. So merciful. Someone who hates you so much and offends you every second. So this is the Acharyas say, By this primary example and so many others, it shows the supreme mercy of Krishna versus Ramachandra. And Ramachandra, human beings would come to him, oh, please accept my hand. Shapurnaka came, Ravana's sister, and she appeared as a beautiful Devi, very attractive Devi. And she said, please accept me as one of your consorts. You are a king. You are Dasarath Suta. You are Dasarath Suta. You are the son of King Dasarath. Your father has 360 wives. King Dasarath had 360 wives. You only have one wife, my dear hero. My dear Nayak, please bless me that you will accept me. And he said no and cut off her nose. But as Krishna, that Suparnaka came back into Dwapara, appeared in Dwapara Leela. She from Treta Yuga, she again came back and because she came to Ram with this idea of conjugal enjoyment as a consort. He had ek patni brata. He could not fulfill her desire. But Bhagavan, some mercy is there, but he couldn't express that much mercy as Ramachandra, as he can as Krishna. So when Krishna came, Shupurnaka appeared as Trivakra. Trivakra is another name for Kubja. She was a Chandani, a Chandan Wali. She would prepare Chandan for Kans, King Kans. And she was bent over. And Krishna went to Mathura and accepted her as his consort and fulfilled her desire. So this is an example in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Now they talk about the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, citing Puranas. Sanatana Goswami is explaining another, we're talking about the Saundarya, Ram Saundarya and Krishna Saundarya, the beauty of Ram versus the beauty of Krishna, the Kripa mercy of Ram versus the mercy or Kripa of Krishna. So this is an example of the beauty of Ram versus the beauty of Krishna. This example is given. When the sages, there were many sages in Dandakaranya forest, in that lonely forest, they are performing tapa, austerity, fasting, chanting, meditating. And Ramchandra came there. Although he is extremely attractive, he's all attractive, but not completely all attractive. Very attractive and very, very beautiful, Manush Rupam, Bhagavan, Satchidananda form. He came there and the sages saw Ramachandra with Sita. And they were thinking, this Ramachandra is very attractive and we're inspired. But we're not inspired to want to have a relationship with him. We're inspired by his mood, his Madhurya mood towards his wife. But we are more attracted to Krishna. We have a sankalpa or an ichha, desire to have a conjugal relationship, not with Ram, but with Krishna. Because in our heart of hearts, we feel that Krishna is much more beautiful, much more attractive. So even though the sages, this is what the acharyas explain, they saw Sakshat Darshan face to face with Ramachandra, they didn't feel that much attraction. They saw him and they thought, Krishna, he's attractive, he's beautiful. And we're awakening our mood of Madhurya Bhav, but Krishna is much more attractive. So then Ram, he understood their heart, yes, you're more attracted to my feature as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So then he blessed them. So this example is given of this. Of course, for Ram Bhakta, Ram is everything. And he should be. And we have complete mamata, feelings of possession. My Ramachandra, my Lakshman, my Hanuman. And similarly, for devotee of Krishna or Radhika, we say Mora Sham, Mora Prananath. What does Gauranga say? Gauranga is in Radha Bhav. And in that Radha Bhav, Mahabhav, he prays, Mat Prananathastu Sevanaparaha. Mat Prananath means Radharani's praying. She's revealing her heart. She's saying, My Prananath is Shyam, Krishna. But Prananath, I have no other. This is Mora Prananath. So this is the Mamata Bhav of a Premi Bhakta, a Ram Premi, a Vishnu Premi, a Krishna Premi. Have you seen my deity of Lord Chaitanya, Nitaigor? Have you seen my deity? Have you seen my deity of Nitaigor dancing on my head? Have you seen? Have you seen my deity? I danced in Rath Yatra with my deities on my head spinning, Nitaigor. You saw? Have you seen me So this is, I saw your Gaura Nithaya, but have you seen my Nithai Gaura Sundara? You should come see my Nithai Gaura. Then a third devotee comes and says, you should see my Mora Nithai Gaura. So everybody feels my Krishna. Just like the devotees in Vrindavan, they feel their Ishtadeva is Radharani. So when they're singing about Radharani, they say, Pyari, Pyari, Pyari. There's that song, Barsane Wali Radhe, right? Barsane Wali. Well, he says there, he's saying that all these things, and at one point he says, Pyari, 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 right? You know, there's one point in the song. Pyari means my beloved Radha. But when he says Pyari, I can't pronounce it very correctly, you'll understand, but I'm trying to say, my beloved, my dear one, my intimately most dear one. They're saying, Pyari, Pyari, Pyari. It just keeps going. Oh, Radha, Radha, Radha. Like if someone hasn't seen their beloved for a long time, and by surprise they appear before that person, that lover, then they say, you're here! You're here! You're here! You follow. In drama, this would be, you won't say, you're here. Your husband's been posted in China. And you haven't heard any news from him. And he said, I won't be back for 2 or 3 years. I'll send money. We'll call this that. And all of a sudden, the boss brings him in front of you. He flies him and he knocks on the door. You don't expect him. And you open the door. You're here. You're here. You're here. So this is the mamata, the intense feelings of possession. My husband, my Ram. So this is Hanuman. Hanuman has his bhav. So you want to hear something about Hanuman. And there's very nice. This is the Narada Hanuman Milan Leela. Narada Muni meets Hanuman. You all know this Leela, yes?
No.
So let's find out. And in this Leela, we will hear from the mouth of Hanuman how Krishna is more merciful than Ram. Anyway, I am making a statement the Acharyas, our Mahajanacharyas are telling on the basis of Shastra, on the basis of Ram Leela and Krishna Leela, we are saying on their behalf that Krishna is more merciful than Ram, that Krishna is more beautiful than Ram. Now we're going to hear directly from Dasyarati Hanuman. He will speak directly about this point. First, there's the Narada Muni Hanuman Milan Leela. That day, that wonderful, beautiful day when Narada Muni met Hanuman. Bhakta Hanuman Aki! Narada Muni heard about the glories of Hanuman. He heard what a great devotee of Hanuman was, or is, excuse me. What a great devotee Hanuman is. And Hanuman has received so much mercy from the Lord. Narada Muni was on a quest. He was searching. Which devotee of Bhagavan has received the most mercy of the Lord? Which devotee has received the most kripa from the Lord? And which form of God, which form of Bhagavan is most merciful? These questions Narada Muni had in his mind, and he was searching to find the answer. Who is the most merciful form of God? Is it Ram? Is it Krishna? Is it Radha? Karunamayi Radha? Is it Vishnu? Is it Nrisimha? Is it Vamanadev? Is it Varaha? Is it Kalki? Who is the most merciful form of God? So he was told, have you met Bhakta Hanuman, Dasyarati Bhakta Hanuman? Oh no. What are his glories? And then they told, you should go see him. So now this is Narada Muni Hanuman Milan. As Narada Muni, because he already heard about the Ishtadeva and about the qualities of Hanuman. So as he approached, he was chanting to make him feel good. He was chanting, Jai Shri Janaki Kanta! Jai Shri Janaki Kanta! Jai Shri Janaki Kanta! Jai Shri Janaki Kanta.
Jai Shri Janaki Kanta.
Jai Jai Shri Lakshman Agraja. Lakshman Agraja means all glories to that beautiful older brother of Lakshman, and all glories to that lover of Janaki, or lover of the daughter of Janak Maharaj. Well, glories to you, Sri Raghunath, to the beloved of Sri Janaki. All glories to the elder brother of Sri Lakshman. So Narada Muni, he understands that the music to the ears of a bhakta is to hear the name of his Ishtadev. Right? So, just like if your Ishtadevi is Radharani, if someone sees you and says, hey, Radhe Radhe. Ah, Radhe Radhe. If you see a Ram Bhakta, like I know in this temple there's some Ram Bhaktas. So when I see them I say, Jai Shri Ram. They look at me, oh, you know. Because I know that their Ishta is Ram. That's why they've come here. They've taken birth in Delhi and entered this ISKCON so they could worship Sita Ram. And I've been to their houses and they have altars and they have deities of Sita Ram, not Radha and Krishna. So they're very happy when they hear. There's an interesting story, a quick story I'll tell you. I saw one Shaivite in Vrindavan, all Rudraksha beads, Trishun, and Jata and Tilak, 100% Shiva Bhakta. And Shiva's the greatest devotee of Ram and greatest devotee of Vishnu. Sankarshan, he worshipped Sankarshan Ram. What does Lord Shiva chant? What is the mantra that Lord Shiva chants? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu Shiva Mahade Shankara ki jai. So I saw this very pakka, beautiful, effulgent, renounced Shiva Bhakta. So I want to make him feel happy and speak the name of his Ishtadev. So hey, I said, Baba, Saru Baba, Shankar Bhagavan ki, bam bam bole. I said, bam bam bole. He looked at me and said, Jaya Radhe. He looked at me and said, Jai Shri Radhe. I said, oh, excuse me. I said, Jai, Radhe, Radhe. Because he was saying, okay, I'm a Shiva Bhakta, that's obvious. My Ishta is Shankar Bhagavan ki, Jai. Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. So we'll continue the meeting of Narada Muni, Hanuman Milan on the 12th of April, on Tuesday.